All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Joining me right now is Colleen Clark of Colleen Clark & Associates. She's also a regular columnist for Workopolis. Colleen, what is Colleen Clark & Associates?
Colleen Clark & Associates is a career specialist and corporate training company.
All right. Now, this woman, Fran Hawkins, who's a freelance journalist, wrote an article called "Is It Wrong to Go on Vacation When You're Unemployed?" She talks about the fact that she hasn't worked in a while. It's kind of a sad story, actually, because her husband died and left her a nest egg. So she decided to go to the beach for a week with her child and enjoy a week off, or a week on, whatever you want to call it. And she discusses the fact that perhaps people should feel guilty about going on vacation when they don't have a job. I don't know about that, because you're leading, if you're a person with a work ethic, you're leading a pretty mundane existence. And if you're unemployed, you're a good person, you're probably out there looking for a job all the time, and you might need a week off from people saying no to you. What do you think?
I can't disagree with that at all. The one issue that has to be considered here is whether you're on EI or not.
Right.
If you're on employment insurance means looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
And legally, you're not allowed to take time off from your work search without notifying Service Canada. So if you're receiving EI, you have to, however means that it is that you use it, let's say go online, and when you fill in your report every Monday, you would say, okay, for this pay period, I'm going to be away, and that would be deducted from your EI benefits.
Yeah, you could say I'm looking for a job in Muskoka.
Yes, you
week.
Could. Yes, you could say that if you were looking for a job in Muskoka or Paris or wherever it might be you're going. So from a legal perspective, as long as you let them know. Now, if you go over the border and you use your passport, it immediately goes into the Service Canada law.
You mean they're going to know that you went out? You're kidding.
No, this is because your passport is a legal document. It's through Service Canada, as is your EI, which is also Service Canada, and it comes up in your report that you have now crossed the border. Now,
the reason I'm expressing shock is because it boggles the mind that the government is that efficient.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I have to agree with you on that one.
That somebody's actually going to find out somebody's doing something they shouldn't be doing immediately.
Well, it never used to be like that, but now with technology the way that it is, and by the way, there's a new EI laws coming out in November that are going to make things even stickier. But if you're not on EI, or even if you're on EI and you don't mind taking a week or two off from your benefits, that's perfectly fine and perfectly legitimate. But as far of going on vacation when you're unemployed. You know, I've been teaching and talking and training with unemployed people for over 21 years, and everybody needs a break. Being
well,
unemployed
I think mentally,
It's emotionally draining. It's depressing sometimes, and everybody needs a holiday in their head as well as physically. So go for it. If you got the money, if you're smart enough to have your savings and to use your money wisely, and you know that you're not going to be, you know, homeless in 6 months, then what's wrong with going away for a week or two?
All right. Thank you very much, Colleen.
You're welcome, Mike.
I thought that was great. Are you saying Mike in a sarcastic manner?
No, not at all.
All right. Colleen Clark & Associates, what's your website? Colleen?
Clark.com.
Okay, thank
you. ColleenClark.com. That's
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Colleen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got a caller here. That's why I had to. Kathleen, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, my comment about going to work when you're on unemployment, my sister tried that. She's been working 42 years, and she went to Greece.
Yep.
Now, because of her passport, they found out she had to pay back every single cent from the beginning, which was $7,000. Whereas my niece, who's 42 this week, who's never worked a day in her life because she's on welfare, she went to Cuba, she went to Greece, she went to all over, she goes on vacation all the time because she's on welfare, and she doesn't even look after her 11-year-old daughter. She gave her to my sister because she needs a break.
So what you're pointing out is that this system really works.
It works for some people.
Yeah, okay.
It works for the people that are, as we usually say, not the working poor,
right.
But
you got to admit, Kathleen, 1 out of 5 is a really good batting average for our government.
Yes, and it's nice because right now you'd find my niece probably in Hyde Park laying around because it's summertime and she needs a break.
Tell your sister to tell them that she was looking for an appropriate location for a gas-powered power plant.
That's true.
Yeah, that Greece was willing to take it.
I'm sure they would.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, when we get back, well, first of all, before we go, you know, I love these people who, you know, you don't listen, but I'm the problem. All right? My uncle lives in Forest Hill. He pays $28,000 a year property tax. Learn about something before you speak. One, the joke was about income tax and CEOs, the loopholes they have. Nobody mentioned municipal property tax, idiot. I can't stand, you know, I can't stand this guy anyway. Most of his texts are moronic, and they prove he doesn't listen. Go away. Go listen to someone else. When we come back, I'll tell you who I want you to listen to. Okay? That's how serious I am about getting the hell out of here.